Chapter 2. Scenario 2 has Ilya unaware of his own feelings, so it plays in a porn humor direction. This Ilya isn't trying to hide anything because he doesn't realize he has anything to hide. He's desperate and all over the place, but still cocky as fuck. All jabs about how, "Hollander, you would never be able to quit this. Who would give it to you like me?" And, "No toy can do like me." Which is all their normal vibe. Shane is having fun. He sent the text mostly as a joke, but not completely. And Ilya is doing a great job of convincing him not to go through with it. Maybe he'll make him wait a bit, keep him on his toes. But Ilya is a bit scattered. Desperate in a way that's normally Shane's prerogative in bed. He wants to do everything at once and won't focus on something long enough for Shane to actually get off. Which was fun for the first hour, but Shane wants to fucking come now, thank you. So Shane shoves his hand into Ilya's hair and holds him in place. Ilya melts, possibly comes untouched, head empty, only bliss. They go another 3 rounds like that. Shane holding Ilya where he wants him and Ilya doing the work. And this one moves along like canon. Except that Ilya and Shane have a code now. If Ilya needs to be held down, bodied into subspace for a bit, checked out of his head, he asks Shane if this is the last time. And if Shane is in one of his very rare moods where he needs to hold on to Ilya and control him, he texts Ilya that it's the last time. They didn't talk it out to come up with this. Obviously not. But it developed over time and with accidental repetition. They fell into it so slowly that they don't even really realize they have a code. And the little coda for this one is at a centaur's gathering at Bood's. It's early in the season, and they're all sitting around on the deck while Bood barbecues. And Ilya's had a bad day. All in his head and a little bit foggy and generally down. And he doesn't want to feel like that here. So he sits on the deck next to Shane's chair and props his head on Shane's knee and asks, "Is this the last time?" And everyone in earshot is confused. But Shane just winds his fingers in Ilya's curls and says, "Not if you're good." And Ilya relaxes. Shane tells him to get beers or food or bug spray, and Ilya does every task perfectly, without complaining, and returns to the deck by Shane's chair every single time. It's Luca that, 3 days later in the locker room, suddenly yelps and goes, "It was a sex thing!" at Shane, and the entire place starts yelling. And those were the two very different fics that my brain came up with. In a response to a comment about it being a sex thing, and about kink and sex and the intersection, and also how they're not always the same. That's the thing. It wasn't a sex thing that night. Because as you said, kink and BDSM aren't always a sex thing. But good luck convincing any of the centaurs that. They've all had to share a wall with Holonov on road trips. They know.